Well, hello, friends. Thank you for joining us here on Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Liz, and it's April 16th, day two of our business article for today. And we are so glad you're here with us because we've been talking about a rather interesting business concept. Healthy food in the fast food industry. Is it possible? Well, with me in the studio, I have my friends Amanda and Simon back again. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Yay.
Simon, you seem a little...
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Well, let's do a quick recap. What have we been talking about? At least for day one, what kinds of stuff did we talk about? Amanda first. Thank you.
Well, we've been talking about how in America there has been an interest in more healthy ways to get healthy food or to have healthy food in front of you. And not only has that happened in the way people shop for more organic food or farm-sourced food, but also in the way that they eat fast food. Fast food is traditionally seen as unhealthy, but fast. And so now they're wanting to see a change in that. They still want the fast food, but they want it in a healthy way.
Okay. What else did we talk about, Simon?
Well, Amanda did a pretty good summary, but the other thing that we did talk about was how in order to succeed, these healthy fast food chains are needing to target the customer base, customers who are going to eat in the restaurants, in kind of an interesting way. They need to focus on how the taste is still good, and the healthy thing is sort of secondary. It's the thing they mention after mentioning the great taste.
Right. So when it comes to a business venture where your fare, the food you're serving, would be categorized as health food. Usually we think about what your target audience would be, your fitness conscious, health conscious people. But these restaurants are also interested in trying to attract people from other groups. And these are what we call the salad skeptics and the meat lovers. These are people who either don't care to eat healthy or have this negative view or feeling, when it comes to healthy food. They think yucky. And then you have meat lovers, people who just love meat and just don't care for vegetables, period. And restaurants, like the ones we've been talking about, are trying to win converts. They're trying to win these and get some new supporters. So it's not just the health-conscious people that they're trying to do business with. All right. Well, if you have a copy of Advance Magazine with you, we are now on page 27. Again, it's day two of our article, Bye Bye Burgers. And it's kind of funny because it's not a real bye-bye because some of these restaurants are serving burgers too.
Right. We learned in the first day that actually some of these places like Life Kitchen are serving grass-fed beef burgers. And so, yeah, we haven't actually said goodbye to them, but perhaps we've seen just them revolutionize into healthier food.
Right. So the focus is not really all vegan or vegetarian per se, but it's more of an interest in healthier options. All right. Well, we have Steve with us who's going to help us with our reading today. And we're going to divide today's lesson into two parts. The first part's going to be a bit short, and it's just the first two paragraphs in the first column. So we do hope you can follow along. And here's Steve.
The popularity of chains that offer quick yet healthy meals is driven by millennials who grew up watching the Food Network and aging baby boomers who want to maintain their health. Younger consumers eat out a lot and they don't want to feel bad about their choices every day, said Kelly Weichel, senior consumer research manager at Technomic Incorporated. Eating healthy is also appealing for boomers. When they eat out, they go for a little bit healthier because they are trying to preserve their vitality.
Thank you, Steve. All right, we begin with a sentence here. The popularity of chains that offer quick yet healthy meals is driven by millennials. Okay, well, let's just stop right there. Okay, so we're talking about these chain restaurants. Okay, that's what we're saying here with chains, and it's just a short way of saying chain restaurants. So these chain restaurants are popular, and what's really making them popular? Okay, it's driven by millennials. And when something's driven, it means someone's taking control. Someone's really pushing and making an effort to make something happen. Now, millennials, who are these people?
They're people born between the early 1980s to the late 1990s.
All right, so it's a special group of people here. You got this special name, the millennials. And they grew up watching the Food Network. All right, and what's the Food Network?
Well, it's a television network that focuses on food. And in particular, the network is kind of famous for a couple of different types of show. One type of show that you see a lot is cooking shows. Mm-hmm. But the other one is kind of travel and eating shows. And so the idea is that these people, these millennials, by watching the Food Network, they have what you might call sophisticated food tastes. Mm-hmm. And so they're interested in all kinds of different types of foods from all over the world. They like fancy foods and special foods that maybe haven't been so common with older generations.
All right. And the millennials aren't the only ones who are making these chains popular. We have another group here, aging baby boomers. Who are they?
Well, the baby boomers were born in a different time. They were born between 1945 and 1965.
Okay, so basically, I'm neither.
Yeah, we're missed out.
I know. None of us. We're in neither groups here. Okay, so we have people who grew up watching the Food Network and, as Simon said, sophisticated taste. And then we have the aging baby boomers, and they have health issues, and so that's why they want to eat carefully and make sure that they're eating the right stuff. Mm. All right, and then we have a statement made in the next paragraph. And we see here younger consumers eat out a lot, and they don't want to feel bad about their choices every day. Okay, this was made by the senior consumer research manager, Kelly. Kelly, I'm sorry, Wakel. And she goes on to say what, Amanda?
She says, eating healthy is also appealing for boomers, referring to baby boomers here. Mm-hmm. When they eat out, they go for a little bit healthier because they are trying to preserve their vitality. And vitality is their energy and their strength.
Okay, so the reason why these food chains are doing so well is because you have one group that supports them because they like the idea of new ways of eating. And the food is fresh, the food is good, and it's not your traditional kind of stuff. And then you have the other group. They want the healthy stuff. And so they want to know that whatever they're getting is the kind of stuff that their doctors would approve. Mm. All right. So these two groups are what's making these chains do quite well. Mm. Okay. By the way, what is vitality?
Vitality means that you have a lot of energy and strength.
Okay. If you eat well, vitality is definitely something you will get to enjoy. Okay. All right. Well, let's quickly move on to the next section of today's reading. And again, this is our part two, and it's going to be a little bit longer, and Steve's going to help us out, so please follow along.
Will the healthy option pay off? Although McDonald's and other chains have been trying to increase their healthy offerings, many of their menu items remain laden with calories, saturated fat, and sodium. Cost is another difference. The double cheeseburger is a stalwart on McDonald's dollar menu. Nothing is that cheap at the chains that promote themselves as health-centered. High-quality ingredients can pose a challenge for these chains, which need to find reliable suppliers while quickly expanding. The entrepreneurs behind healthy fast food say they are confident that diners will be eager to pay slightly more for good meals that are easy on the arteries. What you saw in the past with fast food was all convenience, said Cameron Lewis, co-founder of Simply Salad. Now we can make healthy, good quality food in the same time as your typical fast food experience. He and partner Bruce Teichman opened their first Simply Salad in 2010 after emptying out their savings accounts. In August, their third location opened in Santa Monica. The restaurants have thrived, especially with diners who want to get in and out in less than 30 minutes without downing a burrito or burger.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Liz, and we've been going over our business article for the month, day two, in fact, of our article, and it's called Bye Bye Burgers and How Healthy Fast Food Restaurants May Change the Face of a Lucrative Industry. The fast food industry is a lucrative one. The food is fast, you get your meal quickly, and it doesn't cost much. And yet we have these new chains, they're popping out left and right everywhere, and for now, California seems to be the place. And the question now is, can they stand the competition, you know, because it is a lucrative industry, and I'm sure these fast food giants are quite experienced and know what they're doing too. So we begin with this paragraph on line 12 here. What does it say, Simon?
Well, it tells us that McDonald's and other chains, so here we're talking about traditional fast food chains, places like Burger King, have been trying to increase their healthy offerings. And by that we mean they've been trying to add healthier foods to their menus. So for example, if you went back 20 or 30 years, you would never find a salad choice at a McDonald's.
True.
But despite the fact that they're trying to offer these healthier foods, most of the food on the menu remains laden or filled with calories, saturated fats, and sodium. And so the food tends to be very unhealthy, despite the fact they're trying to add a few more healthy choices.
Right. I can remember there was a time when the only vegetable option you can get at a fast food restaurant is that little piece of lettuce and that one little slice of tomato in your burger. And for some of us, we felt we did our duty. We had our veggie. I had my little lettuce and my little piece of tomato.
Does the pickle count?
The pickle. Oh, yes. The pickle counts, too. And if I order a strawberry milkshake, the strawberry is my fruit. And then I feel quite content because I took care of myself. But obviously, we know that that's not really all that healthy and that salad options are now more made available at a lot of these traditional fast food restaurants. Okay, however, we have a big question, and Simon did ask this question yesterday, cost.
Yeah, I asked the question of cost because I said normally when I think about fast food, I don't only think about convenience. I also think about cost because fast food tends to be a lot cheaper than sort of, I guess you'd call it slower food, more traditional restaurants.
Right.
And so the question I had was, if you have healthier food in a fast food restaurant, can it compete on price? Can it be as cheap as the other convenient fast foods? Mm-hmm. And it suggests here that no, it really can't. It says cost is another difference. And we read on, it says the double cheeseburger is a stalwart. And we learned that word yesterday. It means long established. It's been there for a long time. And so the cheeseburger is a stalwart on the McDonald's dollar menu. Mm-hmm. Now, the dollar menu is something that some of our listeners in Asia might not be familiar with. In the United States, they have a special menu of items at McDonald's that only cost $1 each. And in this case, one of the main things on the item is the double cheeseburger. In contrast, though, when we look at the healthier chains, it says nothing is that cheap at the chains that promote themselves as health-centered.
So money. Money talks. So what are you going to do when you're used to walking into a fast food restaurant and there's a dollar menu where you can get your stuff for a dollar, and then all of a sudden you want to eat healthy, so you walk into these healthier fast food restaurants and everything is more than a dollar. And for some people, that is an issue, especially if you're budget conscious. And so we could see that this is going to affect business.
That's right. And that's especially true when you think about these healthy fast food chains targeting millennials, who, of course, are younger consumers and maybe don't have as much money.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But speaking of cost, why must everything just costs more if you're going to run a healthier fast food restaurant.
Well, they actually explain that for us in the next paragraph. Mm-hmm. They go on to say that high quality ingredients, so here we're talking about things like organic vegetables and fresh farm to table, that was a term we used yesterday, mm-hmm. meaning food that's straight from the farm without going through a middleman or a wholesaler. Those things can cost a lot of money. And they can also pose a challenge or be a problem for these chains because they need to find reliable suppliers while quickly expanding. And so what that means is the restaurants, they're maybe getting bigger, their business is growing, they're opening new chain stores or outlets, and they need to find suppliers that can supply their increased need for these healthy foods.
Right. Now, I want to quickly jump over to the sidebar here because it's got this little blurb here that talks a little bit more about certain decisions made by one of these restaurants that's going to affect cost. Okay, we see right under the picture there, fast food with a personal touch. And we're talking about Life Kitchen specifically here, which plans to open up to 20 locations. Okay, and that's for 2015. That's their goal. And they have waiters deliver meals. Diners, they order at the counter, and then they get to go and sit down. But then they have this GPS device, which makes it easier for the waiters to find them. And when the food is brought to the table, it's served on real china with flatware and glasses. In other words, you have silverware, and you have glasses. We're not talking about styrofoam cups here. We're not talking about paper plates. We're talking about things that need to be washed. And that's going to cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and needless to say, you've got waiters, and so that means you got people who have to constantly be out delivering the food, out as in like outside the kitchen. Mm. You know, they're not the usual fast food restaurant staff working behind the counter, so they're coming in and out, in and out. So that's going to cost because you got to have people out in the front and out. Then you have people out in the back. And then you had the dishwashers, and that's a lot of money. And not your typical just eat up everything and then throw everything into the trash, as we find in typical fast food restaurants. Mm. Okay, well then, with all this in mind, though, entrepreneurs, okay, these people with these business ideas of doing healthier fast food restaurants, they're still confident. Okay, why is that?
Well, they're confident that people, these health conscious, or what we say, maybe health obsessed people, mm-hmm. These baby boomers and millennials that want to watch their food, healthy food, they're confident that they'll be eager to pay slightly more for good meals that are easy on the arteries. So they feel that the cost will outweigh the health benefits that the customer is able to get.
Right. So whether the millennials or the baby boomers, they know what they're getting, and they know that that's exactly what they want. And mm-hmm. so they will be willing to pull out the credit card or pull out the cash and pay for it. And we have a comment made by Cameron Lewis, the co-founder of Simply Salad, another one of these restaurants. And what does Cameron say?
Well, he says that what you saw in the past with fast food was all convenience. And in contrast, now we can make healthy, good quality food in the same time as your typical fast food experience.
Hmm. Okay, so in the past, the reason why fast food did so well was because people got their stuff very quickly, as opposed to a regular sit-down kind of a restaurant, a diner. People in the past loved the idea of being able to go in and then out with their food, okay? Mm-hmm. But then now things are different.
Yeah, and I'm actually not sure I fully agree with Cameron, mm-hmm. or Mr. Lewis, I suppose. I'm not sure I fully agree with him, mainly because he was saying that it's all about convenience, and I don't know that it really was. I think, for example, we often see fast food chains that have dollar menus, like McDonald's, mm-hmm. do very well during tough economic times.
Yes.
Because people see them as a cheap way to eat out.
Yes.
And so these healthy things that cost a little more, When people are in the middle of a difficult economic time, they often feel they should save that extra money.
Yes.
And so, right now, I think it's no mistake that the United States is doing pretty well economically compared to the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're seeing the growth of these healthier but also more expensive, maybe kind of fad chains.
Right.
And so I think it is a great thing that healthy food is available sort of as quickly and as conveniently as traditional fast food, but I think it is maybe a mistake to overlook the low cost of fast food.
True. Actually, when it comes to being more budget conscious, I do know that there are a lot of sites, and even the Food Network has got some programs where they're encouraging people to cook more at home because you have more control. You want something healthy, you know what your body needs, you know what your doctor has told you, well then do it yourself, and it's not so hard. Here, let me show you. Mm-hmm. And there are these great chefs out there that are demonstrating healthier ways to produce yummy stuff out of your kitchen, from your own kitchen. And so you save a whole lot more that way too. And so, yeah, when it comes to eating healthy, there are other ways to get that and save money.
Yeah.
Okay. But Mr. Cameron Lewis here, he's got his business partner here, Bruce Teekman here, and they opened their first Simply Salad in 2010. That's 5 years ago. And yet it was quite the gamble. Why is that?
Because after emptying out their savings account, they began Simply Salad. When we say we're emptying out your saving account, it means you are taking every piece of or every dime, every dollar out until there's nothing left.
All right. And you have to really believe it's going to work. Otherwise, you wouldn't be doing it.
Mm.
But in August, and this is actually August 2014, this was when the original article was written, it was published for the LA Times. In August, their third location opened in Santa Monica. So between 2010 and August of 2014, they were able to get three restaurants set up. Mm. So it's been successful so far, I must say. Okay. And then we have this last paragraph here. What does it say, Simon?
Well, it says the restaurants have thrived, which means they've done very well. They've prospered, especially with diners, people who need to eat, who want to get in and out in less than 30 minutes without downing or eating a burrito or burger.
Okay. So there is a reason why they're doing well, and that's because they still are time conscious, but they want other options. Personally, I would love to down a burrito right now. And when it comes to burritos, well, first of all, what is a burrito, Simon?
Well, it's a sort of a wrap. It's got kind of a flat piece of bread wrapped around some vegetables and maybe some meat.
So there are some healthier options when it comes to burritos, although burritos also have calorie-laden fillings as well.
Or sauce in there.
Yes, and high sodium and all that. But there are healthier options. But there is a reason why these restaurants are doing well. And I'd like to point out this other sidebar. At the top of page 27, we see farm fresh approach. As we've been talking about why these restaurants are doing well. So let's take a look at this farm fresh approach. Tender greens. Tell me more about it.
Well, Tender Greens operates 17 locations, so they've done quite well, all in California. And it says, it is so far, it has partnered with a farm for most of its produce. So it's been able to find a source for its produce. Now, with an eye toward eventually expanding. Now, when we say with an eye toward, that means with a goal or looking toward having this goal of eventually expanding outside California, which is otherwise known as the Golden State. The chain plans to experiment with modern farming techniques that will enable it to grow food in indoor spaces such as abandoned industrial buildings. There's a quote here from their chief executive, Eric Oberholtz. He says, that will allow us to not only scale up, but also to scale our produce, take it on the road, and bring the farm with us.
Okay, so that's another way to do business rather than needing to partner with somebody who's way out there find a way to bring them closer. And I guess you don't have a middleman in this case, the distributor. And so it's just business between the farm and the restaurant. But then now let's make things tighter and alternative ways of doing farming. What do you think, Simon?
Well, I think, yeah, it's an interesting idea. Obviously, if they want to offer the same foods in different restaurants, they need to be able to get the same produce or the same materials to use in those foods. And it's an interesting idea, being able to bring the farm with them by using these abandoned spaces so that they're able to grow the same ingredients for their food that they offer on their menu, no matter where they are.
But I am skeptical, I must say, because I have been to some restaurants where they do have their own little farm, their own little vegetable patch out there. It's not cheap. Well, of course, they also tell you things are organic. And somehow when you hear something's like organic, that instantly, you know, ups the price tag. And so I don't know. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I can't help but wonder. My, it's not going to be cheap.
Well, we keep coming back to this issue of price here, but I suppose ultimately, like, the thing we could say for these restaurants is that they are finding a niche or a special spot in the market where people really are willing to pay more money for healthier food, but those people need the convenience that was offered by traditional fast food restaurants. And so that's why I think they are thriving, or they're doing fairly well, at least in these specific markets like California, where there's a big group of people who are interested in that sort of thing.
Right. Well, time is money. So if it does really help save the money because you're saving time and you are eating healthy, I guess why not? Personally, I am curious, even though I am skeptical too. So I would love to go and try out some of these places. Tender Greens, Simply Salads, Life Kitchen, you name it. They all sound very interesting. I would love to compare the menus too. So, well, readers, what do you, listeners too, what do you think? Would you like to try? Let us know. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining, and we hope you'll join us again next time. Until then, this is Liz,
Amanda,
and Simon
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.